It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our show, Fairbanks Foodies. On this program, on Fairbanks Foodies, we look over recipes you can try, restaurants to visit, beverages you can create, wonderful events that are happening in Fairbanks, food to share with your family and friends. Basically, we look at all types of food and food concepts for you to try, enjoy, and experience. Goodness, we're in our sixth year now. Time flies when you're having such a great time. We've had lots of wonderful guests, lots of good times on the show, and I want to thank our incredible guests and our sponsors that have appeared. Many recipes, cooking secrets have been shared with you, and it has made me a much better cook, really, and thank you. Also, a big thanks to Glenn Anderson and Perry Wally, who asked me to do this. I never thought I'd be having a cooking show on the radio, but it is what it is, and I enjoy it, and I try and make it expressive for you to get excited about what we talk about and what Fairbanks has to offer, because this is all about Fairbanks. That's why it's called Fairbanks Foodies. And Fairbanks Foodies is your original Saturday local production show, your OG in the local radio Saturday entertainment lineup that we bring you. The lineup on Saturdays has grown and expanded. We have fantastic lineup free of all local talent on many subjects. KFAR Saturdays, there's definitely something for everyone on this show. We are in October. Boy, we got here fast, didn't we? But tonight is Hypow at the Monroe Gymnasium. It's in its 56th year. That event brings in about one-third of the money needed to operate ICS and Monroe High School. It's an incredible, incredible event. It is the gala of the year. Emily and I will be there and enjoying ourselves, where I graduated from high school with some very fine people and some great teachers. The City Sampler, that's going to be put on here by the Fairbanks Resource Agency, and that's Thursday, October 23rd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Give them a call or go online and get tickets. It's in the 8-Star Event Center at 1485 30th Avenue, which is a much larger space than at the Westmark. So they're not worried about selling out tickets like they always have been in the past. There's tickets for everyone. But to accommodate the larger space, they are going after more restaurants down there. So it's going to be a really, really good event. The City of Fairbanks is having their annual Halloween bash on Friday, October 31st. It's in the afternoon on that Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., and it's a fantastic event, which features the city offices creating wonderful Halloween settings and giving out lots and lots of candy. Bring your children and your grandchildren to this wonderful indoor heated event prior to having them go outside for trick-or-treat in the subdivisions of Fairbanks. Now, which subdivisions in Fairbanks are the best? And you have to look at it as, what is, if you're a 6-year-old to a 13-year-old, what is the best target-rich environment, which means condensed housing, small areas of walking between houses to get candy? That's what it's all about. It's about how much you get. There's two locations that are great and have lots of people, and the neighborhood really opens up. It's a lot of fun to watch and experience. And that's Westgate Taku over there on the west side of town and Island Homes on the east side of town. Fantastic owners, fantastic properties. And a lot of the homeowners, really, this is their Super Bowl of house presentation, what they do with their ornaments, the scary creations that they make, the great candy that they give out. Fairbanks has a couple special locations. University West, another target-rich environment. You know, your lot sizes over there are 7,500 to 10,000 square feet, same as, the Island Homes is 5,000 to 7,000 square feet. The Taku, Westgate, those are 7,000 square foot lots, which means quickly moving from one house to the other as a kid, when I was growing up, to get more and more candy. That's where we come up with the concept, target-rich environment, baby. Oh, yeah. Now, Fairbanks is a special place when you look at it. Our population of immigrants and what they've brought to Fairbanks, especially food, is so wonderful. And so what we're going to do for the next, 10 to 20 minutes is just talk about the downtown restaurants by name and what they offer. And it's all quality. I mean, it is all quality. And these are restaurants and food places you have to hit. Oh, my goodness. You have the, let's see, I would say you have the Creperie. You have the Soba. You have the El Dorado. You have the Bon Thai restaurant. You have the Thai House restaurant, and you have Bobby's restaurant. So let's look at these and figure out what we're going to do. Now, let's look at the Creperie. We're just going to go right down the line. Yvonne, the owner of the Creperie, he started in Pioneer Park. And now he's bought real estate, that little restaurant, that immigrant, the wonderful person that he is, high-quality food. You know, he owns real estate, great restaurant. Many people are put to work there. He's got a full liquor license in there, outdoor dining, indoor dining, great coffee shop, and the crepes that he has. Great selection. He has sweet crepes, vegan crepes, savory crepes. Now, I'm not a sweet crepe guy, but if I was, I'd be going after the cheesesteak crepe with blueberries. Or with strawberries. And he serves Nutella with banana or berries. Nutella crepes. Oh, my God. And he's got vegan crepes. I'm not into the vegan crepes, but if I was, this is where I'd go get them. But I am into the breakfast crepes. He has cheese, eggs, and bacon, cheese, eggs, and ham. My favorite, cheese, eggs, and mushrooms. Or, if you're really into it, the meaty breakfast crepe with bacon, eggs, cheese, ham, and mushrooms, or the veggie breakfast crepe. And that has the cheese, the eggs, the sautéed mushrooms, roasted red peppers, and avocado. Now, he serves avocado. He's got avocados, stuffed avocados with smoked salmon, stuffed avocado, crab stuffed avocado. But the Creperie, to me, is a savory crepes. And he goes to the Mediterranean so well. I go back and forth, that breakfast crepe with the mushrooms. Or I go to the grape Genovese, which is basically pesto, smoked gouda, fresh tomatoes, prosciutto, and parmesan. But my favorite by far is the bruschetta crepe, with mozzarella, artichoke, kalmanata, all of his roasted red peppers, and blue cheese. It's just, everyone has a favorite or three. And that's what I'm eating right now because for about 3 months I was always having the cheesesteak crepe. And after the bruschetta crepe, I'm probably going to go to, the crepe Genovese, the tomato basil crepe, the chicken, bacon, and avocado crepe. It's a crepe day, that's for sure. But it's just great to see the immigrants that come to Fairbanks bringing their region of both dialect, food, and how they do things, and it's just wonderful. Then you have Mario's Restaurant right next to the Creperie, which is the El Dorado Bar and Grill. And Mario It's a great Mexican restaurant. Mario's been in downtown for over 30 years. We all remember Hot Tamales. They had this incredible smorgasbord buffet every day, Monday through Friday, of Mexican food. And it's where basically where the Barnett Street Bridge is now, that access onto it. He had all the buildings along there, and he had a restaurant there, and that's where he started. Now he's on access to both 2nd and 3rd Avenue, and he's been doing this for so long. And now the whole thing about Mario is when you get a meal from him, it's a beautiful work of art. I mean, it is beautiful. And you're saying to yourself, I got to dig into this and destroy this work of art. And that feeling lasts momentarily because you're looking at this thing, it looks so good. Now remember, taste is 25% visual, and all these things look like works of art. And you're going to take a moment, then you're going to dig into the wonderful dish. Now this restaurant, the El Dorado, also has a great Tuesday taco night. And it's basically a 2-for-1 special of tacos. They have 3 to 4 different type of tacos that they'll serve to you for 2-to-1. And, you know, say so you get 4 tacos for, you know, maybe $4-5. And that comes out as a work of art. And you get a beverage, and, you know, it's a great evening meal. Or they open up at 4, so what the heck. Now, their fajita plate, oh, man, it's big, it's bold, it's sizzling, it comes out, and you're taking some home. As simple as that. Boy. Now, I also, you know, I've been going there for some years now, and if you like soups, they have pozole, which is the pork, or the menudo, which is the beef tripe soup. My favorite is their pozole, their pork butt soup. It's just fantastic. But they have these appetizers there. And this is my big recommendation. The crispy flautas. And it's a 2 meal. It's they give you 5 to 6 different sauces to dip this in, and you have your choice of beef or chicken. And you know, it's beautiful. It's hand rolled, it's deep fried, it has the meat in there, the cheeses, the peppers, and then the 6 different sauces to dip it in. It's all there on this beautiful plate. And you look at this and you say, my God, that's a work of art. And you're going to bring half of it home because it's a 2-person meal, a 2-person appetizer, 2-person meal, or it's 1-person meal, 2 different days. Full bar, TVs, great people who work there. They treat you well. They really do. Then next to that, the co-op plaza. So you have the creperie, you have Mario's El Dorado, then the soba, all in a row, 3 buildings that touch each other. And soba is in the co-op plaza, and it's a Moldovan restaurant, which is basically Eastern European. And they have an extensive menu of appetizers, soup, salads, main entrees, beverages, and children's menu. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the names of these because I just butcher it. And I don't want to do that, but the entrees are just so incredible. And the appetizers consist of many things. And like they have these great cheese and salami platters. Or their meat appetizer platter consists of pork, chicken, and schnitzel. Very fulfilling platters indeed. Their soups are regional soups. You ever want the borscht soup? This, the traditional borscht soup, it's a traditional beet soup. This is where you get it. Now, the entrees are the reason you go there. And as I said, I'm not going to try and butcher the names. They're great. Go there, enjoy them. A great selection. You're going to go back there a few times to try all the different menu items at this restaurant. You really will. In Fairbanks, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, hear from our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand, so you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, David Prues here with you on this wonderful Saturday. Hopefully you enjoyed Craig Campo before me. He's got a great show, and he's a great warm-up band for the real talent, Craig. That's right. Or, as he would say, the best goes first. That's how we are. We're good friends, and we live off each other like that. So I hope you enjoy it. Now, directly across the street from the co-op building is the Bon Thai restaurant. And that's at 412 Fifth Avenue building. And, you know, it's a very good Thai restaurant. I have an office in that building, so I'm there a lot, we'll say. You know, it's at 541 Third Avenue, and it's one of the many Thai restaurants we have that populate Fairbanks. Now, the Bon Thai is one of the top Thai restaurants in Fairbanks, and they have a very extensive menu and many great appetizers, soups, salads, and entrees. I mean, it's the whole issue I have with the Bon Thai is that they have so many high-quality choices. It's hard to make a choice, literally. It's a tough decision. And so just go there. Try it out. It's probably the most extensive, wonderful Thai food menu in town. Ponder that. And anything you get there is good. Simple as that. So you have four international cuisine restaurants all within a stone's throw of each other. The Crepery, the El Dorado, Soba, the Bon Thai. But let's go down the street a little bit farther. Let's go to the west and go to Bobby's Downtown. One of my favorites. At 602 2nd Avenue, Bobby and Rena, Greek heritage. They have a wonderful Greek Mediterranean restaurant, fantastic atmosphere, full bar, incredible menu. They also have what they call the bar top menu specials, and boy, do I like that. And this past week, I had the schnitzel sandwich, which is basically pork loin that they soften with a mallet, then they bread it, deep fry it, put it in a nice hoagie bun, soft hoagie bun. Put different cheeses on it, or a cheese on it, rather. And then put it under the broiler for about 30 seconds. Let the cheese melt. Then they put the lettuce and the tomato on it. And it comes out, and it's just damn delicious. Sorry for the four-letter word. But it was heaven when I bit into it. And it's so big. It is so big. Don't try and eat the whole darn thing. Save a second meal. Because that's what it is. It's incredible. But that's not the full picture of Bobby's. They have such an extensive menu of so many good things. Appetizers, both hot and cold. Salads. My favorite, the hot chicken Caesar salad. Big, tasty, wonderful. This is where you can get a great rack of lamb. I mean, you know, how often do you cook lamb? You don't. It's very rare. But this is where you can get it. They have great steaks, and they have what I think is the best gyros in town, really. Now, here are the two secrets that you really need to know. Remember these two secrets about Bobby's. Number one, I believe they have the best pizza in town. They got great pizza. They have they got like 18 to 22 different pizza names, and oh my God, they're incredible. Also, this is going to sound weird, but it's okay. Whenever you have a guest, take them to Bobby's and ask Rena if you and your guest can get a photo in the women's bathroom. We're not talking about, you know, doing anything DEI or anything crazy like that, no. But it's the finest appointed bathroom in town. It's been, since they opened, it's always been known as that. And now the big thing is people go in there and getting their photos with laughing and camaraderie in the women's bathroom. And, you know, what the heck? It's only in Fairbanks, only at Bobby's. And once you do it, you'll understand why. And Rena is going to look at you and laugh, say, oh, of course. And she's going to take the photo for you. You know, what the heck? So go do it. Go enjoy it. You know, what the heck? Now, let's move a little bit south of 4th Avenue and between Noble Streets and Lacey Streets at 412 5th Avenue is the original, the Thai restaurant, the original one, the Thai restaurant. And it's the original one in Fairbanks, and now we have over 25 to 30 of places that serve Thai food. They're the OG, the original, and they have great food. They have great service, and their prices are exceptional. Soups, salads, appetizers, entrees, they're all of quality. You're really going to like this restaurant, simple as that. They have such a high following of people and great food. Now, if you like curry, I do. And I go there for the red curry with chicken. That's mine. But whatever you decide is what you decide. And it always just, you know, it's always, always good. This restaurant is wonderful, has a dedicated following for obvious reasons, because they have great food, fantastic service, and they've always been that way, and they've been doing this for over 20, 25 years. So go enjoy them. Also on 5th Avenue, we move to the west again at 529 4th Avenue in the Carnahan Building. Is a great Cuban restaurant called the Jazz Bistro. It has Cuban and Latin cuisine with jazz music. Now that's a great combination, no matter how you look at it. And it's a very special restaurant. You got to go try this one, and you need to try this one about 3 to 5 times because of the menu items that you get to appreciate that are extensively, it's extensive, but they're different. And so it's a wonderful atmosphere, family operated. The different choices and the depth and the quality of the choices is a very nice surprise. And again, you need to go to this restaurant 3 to 5 times to really appreciate the extensive choices and different flavors that they make available to you. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings are filled with Cuban and Latin jazz, different players. And, you know, it's not the type of band that's going to knock your hearing out. It's great music to enjoy while you dine and talk with your family and friends. And it always astounds me, the quality of musicians and cooking and cooks we have here in Fairbanks. And this is the restaurant in downtown where the musicians and the quality of cooks meet and they produce. So you just got to go do it. You know, for the last, since football season started, I've been cooking breakfasts down at the Elks. And we have good breakfasts down there. You know, you have your general bacon and eggs, sausage and eggs, come with toast and a big helping of home fries. But we also serve, I make up a good biscuits and gravy. Homemade gravy, you got to have the homemade gravy. And on that, and that also comes with eggs, any style that you want, and your bacon and your sausage. Or we have French toast. And again, you know, freshly made, and that comes with your eggs, your bacon, and your sausage. And then we also have pancakes. And we go with either the wonderful Dan Finney brings in his sourdough pancake mix, or I make up old-fashioned pancakes. And this last week, this last Sunday, thank goodness I had Ted Jones Jr. in there with me because he really showed me how to operate a kitchen. Ted owns the Frozen Smoked Barbecue here in Fairbanks over at the Lat 65 building. Great person, just a quality human being. And, you know, at one time, we had an order of 14. And at the Elks there, they can accommodate a table of 14 to 18. And the table eventually expanded from 12 to 14 to 18 people, all enjoying themselves. They put together these big, long table, and it was enjoyable. And they opened at 9 o'clock for the football, and it's wonderful. It's exceptional. And you got to, you know, if you remember the Moose, the American Legion. Think if you're a member of a fraternal organization, and do they cook football breakfast for you Saturday or Sunday? Well, most will do a Sunday breakfast because, you know, football is what we all like to watch on Sunday. So hopefully you enjoy that. And now also a couple of the locations downtown, you know, we talked about the different international flavors, international flares, regional delicacies. But if you go to Bobby's, and then within walking distance and a stone's throw, you also have Salty's and you have Big Daddy's, you know, two different styles of restaurants, three of them there, all within a stone's throw, good restaurants and great food, something for everyone. The downtown areas, oh my goodness. You go to Tony's Sports Bar, and then there is Mom's Kitchen inside. And their menu is so good, so extensive. They have this double cheeseburger there that is legendary. It's going to take two or three of three people with an appetite to finish this thing. It is so big. Two half-pound patties with three pieces of bread, you know, that Big Mac-style thing. But each patty is not a quarter pounder or an eighth of a pound. It's a half pound. Then you have your cheese, your lettuce, your tomato, your onion, and your plate of French fries. Oh, my God. It's all good. Well, Fairbanks, that is our food show today. I hope I've left you drooling, a little bit starving. But also, I hope I've given you knowledge of the fantastic restaurants we have here in downtown Fairbanks with such great international flair. You have a good Saturday, you have a good week, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM, also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.